Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Let's first of all see if they're there. They being David and Stephen. David and Stephen, how are you?
How are you, Dave? How's it going?
Very good indeed. Are the two of you there?
Voice,
oh, there's two of them.
Such
right,
an
okay.
Iconic voice.
Such an icon. Well, are you talking about yourself or me?
No, yours. I love your voice.
You love my voice. Okay, well then hold on a second, because I'm going to talk about something besides you for a second. You two, by the way, together are the happy pair. You've got the new book out, The Happy Health Plan. I'll talk about that in a second. But were you watching the inauguration the other day on the television by any chance, were you?
Yeah, I watched the poet. She was incredible.
She was incredible. She was absolutely incredible. Hasn't done herself any harm at all. She was interviewed the other day too on the television. She's brilliant. Anyway, look, as we all know, Joe Biden was inaugurated during the week. The world said goodbye to President Donald Trump for at least a while. But Biden was upstaged, not just by her, not just by the woman who did the poetry, but a former rival, when a photo of Senator Bernie Sanders went mega viral. I mean, like, have you guys gone mega viral, by the way? I mean, you're nothing if you haven't gone mega viral.
Some of those pictures of Bernie Sanders are hilarious.
Well, that's that's what I'm getting to, because he attended Biden's inauguration dressed as every grumpy granddad that you've ever seen, completed an anorak and knitted mittens, and then a photographer snapped and bundled up in his mittens and a coat, looking like he was wondering how long he'd have to sit in the freezing cold. And then the photo spawned a million memes, with people creating websites to make your own Bernie meme, digitally placing him in unlikely locations around the world and in film and TV. And then Sanders, he spoke to Seth Meyers on NBC the other night, and Meyers asked him whether he knew immediately that he'd become the breakout star of the inauguration. So here, I'll just give you a tiny little bit of his answer to all of that. Are you ready? Here goes.
Not at all. I was just sitting there trying to keep warm, trying to pay attention to what was going on.
I appreciate that you're not a politician who uses memes, but you became one. I mean, does your staff show them to you? Here you are with the Sex and the City girls.
Yeah, I've seen them.
The other question.
What was really nice, Seth, is the woman who made the mittens lives in Essex Junction, Vermont. She is a school teacher and is a very, very nice person. And she has been somewhat overwhelmed by the kind of attention that is being shown to her mittens.
Right. So the big question I have for you both is, in the Irish cold weather, do either of you wear mittens?
No. No, we wear hats. I'm wearing a beanie right now, but mittens, no, not really. Just tend to put our hands in our pockets.
You know, do I remember the last time you were with me a bunch of years ago? Was it you guys who went swimming at 6 in the morning or something like that in the cold?
Yeah, we still do that. Damn, it's cold today.
Yeah, Jesus. Hold on a second. You still do that to avoid the millions of people who come by 9, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Is that it?
Oh, that's it, definitely. Well, at the moment, it's quite civilized. Like, sun rises at 8:30 in winter, and then in summer, it gets quite uncivilized. But it's an amazing way of connecting with nature. Like, when you watch the dawn, there's something very primal there. Like, it just really is. It's lovely.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely 100% would agree with you. Not that I've done it, but I really would see what you're talking about, all right. By the way, we're talking to David and Stephen Flynn. They are the happy pair. Started out as a small veg shop and cafe in the seaside village of Greystones in County Wicklow, run by very enthusiastic twins, the two we're talking to, who want to promote plant-based food. It's expanded to become a well-known food and lifestyle brand, encompassing books and cafe and courses and ready meals and whatnot. And they're back now with a new book called The Happy Health Plan, and that's why we're talking here now. So, listen...
Great intro. Thank you, Dave.
Listen, hold on. You guys are on the one microphone here. I have to ask, are you guys always together?
A lot of the time, yeah. Well, we shared a wardrobe up until we were 30. So, you know that expression of first up, best dressed, like, that was us till we were 30.
Oh, right. I see. Yeah, I see on the cover of the book here, you're looking as sexy as ever, all right. No question about it. Is this the fifth book, right?
Yeah, this is the fifth one, yeah. And this is our first health book. So it's been, it kind of happened during Corona, like we realized it back in March, that we've had, over the last 10 years, we've online courses and we've had about 50,000 people through them over the last number of years. And they get incredible results. They're with doctors and dietitians, and they're really about getting people to eat more veg and become healthier and therefore happier, really, as a byproduct. And we've had these people from all over the world doing these, and we'd never put them into books. So back in February and March, we spent 2 months and distilled kind of 10 years of work and put it into a book. And it's got 90 recipes and lots of bits by the doctors and the dietitians of why it actually works. And we've distilled it into a plan where it's all you can eat, no calorie counting, no portion control.
Get stuck in buffet style.
Yeah. And it's it's trying to celebrate the good as opposed to like the penance, you know, that aspect of people might look at diets or those kind of things. It's more a lifestyle approach.
Well, I must say, like it says here, there's a sticker thing on the front. It says 90 delicious recipes, fair enough. Bespoke meal plans, fair enough. And then the rest of it just is no good to me because I'm just so perfect. It says tips for better skin, sleep and gut health. I don't need that. I don't need that from you guys. Simple and tasty plant-based food to nourish your body inside and out. So we're talking about the Happy Health Plan. So is that where I see the difference? I mean, like your first three books, it sold, you know, they sold over 250,000 copies. They were mostly recipes. Is that right?
Yeah, they were pretty much all recipe books. And like, that's the practical bit of it. But we've realized is a lot of people want to know the why. They want to know why, and they need the kind of science and the medical and the doctor kind of piece.
And it kind of all started out, we were kind of doing healthy kind of cooking classes upstairs, and we find people didn't really apply it to their lives. So I remember one day Dave had the idea, I wonder, could we come up with a course where people could measure their improvements in health?
And then this is back about 10 years ago, and we just decided we wanted to put a plant-based diet to the test. So we walked into the local doctors, we knocked on his door, how are you, Bren? We're looking for a nurse. And he said to try Angela, who lived a couple of doors up. We tried on Angela and we said, Angela, we want to try this course. Want to see if we can reverse the indicators for heart disease in 4 weeks. And Angela said, yeah, sure, I'll help you, whatever. Go away. And we put up signs around the shop saying, reverse heart disease, skinny, delicious, free. And we had 20 people to sign up to this plan. Like it was going to be, we were totally taking a punt at it. And they came upstairs above our veg shop to our little cafe. And we were teaching people how to cook. And we were also putting on videos of the doctors. And Angela measured everyone's cholesterol, weight and blood pressure. And this is 10 years ago. So we were getting people to eat porridge for breakfast and vegetable soups for lunch and dals and chilies and pad thais for dinner. And we were passing around stuff for people to taste. So at the start, they thought we were crazy when we were saying a whole food, plant-based. They thought we were weird. You know, this was 10 years ago. But they taste the food and they were like, okay, I could try this. And they did it for 4 weeks. And at the end of the 4 weeks, Angela came back and measured everyone's cholesterol, weight and blood pressure.
And we were super nervous. We were total chancers, taking a punt on it, didn't know if it was going to work. However,
there was an average drop of cholesterol of 20%, blood pressure regulated. There was an average of 4 kg drop in weight across the 20 people. And it was an astounding success.
Hey, hold on a second. Did you say there was an average in cholesterol?
Okay. Yeah,
cholesterol. All oh, right. Okay.
Average of cholesterol, which is a good one, though, Dave. Good one.
Hold on a second. Can I just say something here? I just mentioned you sold 250,000 copies. Is that outside? Like, is that the world?
I think it's Ireland. And yeah, it's all in total anyway. I think we sold maybe it's like 350 or so. Anyway, we've sold lots of books, which has been amazing.
Lots of books. Okay, I mean, like you write books, you run a social media account, you run a cafe, you run healthy eating courses. The Happy Pair is very big business. How do you actually keep it all going? Is 24 hours in a day enough?
Yeah.
Well, I think we kind of learn. I think like as anyone growing a business, you quickly realize your strengths and your many weaknesses. Mm. And I think we've realized we're good at kind of being out the front and kind of coming up with ideas and getting things started. But we're awful at systems, procedures, job descriptions and all that. So thankfully, we've got a diverse team that kind of supports us.
Yeah. And our two brothers help us as well. One of them runs the business pretty much, Dara. And then our other brother, Mark, came back to help work with us. And then Dara's best mate from school kind of runs it with Dara as well.
Wait a second, you've got two brothers. Are they twins as well?
No, they're younger brothers. They're the ones that run a lot of the business. They're very good.
All right, and by the way, on the cover here, I'm going to get you at some stage here, but watch this one here. Look, on the cover it says it's a recommendation from Joe Wicks, no less. My go-to for incredible vegan recipes. He's the guy who farted the other week, isn't he?
Yeah, that was a cracker.
So is that because of your food?
He ripped us out of our food. Ah, no, Dave, come on. Joe's joined us for the morning swims before a few times. And
really good guy.
And he cooks one of the recipes in this book, he cooks loads of times. It's the roasted red pepper and cashew pasta. And he's cooked that a number of times and shared it in his social media. So
sounds pretty good to me. All right. Just on the whole level of, you know, the expansion of the business and you know, the time that must take up in your lives. Does it work in any way against the philosophy of taking time to mind yourself or taking time for body and mind? Or is it that doing something you enjoy so much like that is actually doing that?
Yeah, totally. And I know we got lost in that. You know, I think it's for anyone who's been running a business, it's easy to get caught up with the allure of success, like, well done, how many people are working for you? And you go, oh, there's nearly 200 people working us. And you can kind of get caught up with the success of it all. And through that journey, I guess we realized you know, maybe we don't want this great big huge business that we, you know, you don't know all the people working with you, and you kind of feel a bit like, I'm not swimming in the morning, I'm not taking my kids to school, what is success? And back a number of years ago, we got to meet this guy, Charles Handy. Just by chance, his wife was doing a photography project on twins, and she happened to come over and was photographing us. And just by chance, her assistant, this lady Liz, happened to be Charles Handy, the guy that Dave wrote his thesis on. And Charles had written a number of books which had sold millions of copies, and he was kind of a business philosopher. And he invited us over to the UK. So we went over as a family, and he cooked a vegan meal for all the family. And we discussed what is success, what is enough, what do you really want out of the business? And I guess it was after that we kind of realized we kind of wanted to focus on creating a lifestyle where we could, you know, still be able to swim in the sea, be able to take the kids to school and do work that we loved. And we kind of felt there was great meaning behind it.
So it's only been by going to the edge, you know, where you kind of burn yourself out a little bit, that we realized we found a better balance. And we constantly go in and out where we work too much, and then we kind of take our foot off the pedal again. But it's
all right. You know, I'll tell you what, I'll ask you first, David, what aspect of the business do you like the very best?
I love writing. I love writing, and I love the online courses, because the courses you get to really help people change their lives. So like this book is, it's the distillation of it. And I love when I meet people and they say, oh my God, I never thought this would help, but it's changed my life and I feel so much better, I have so much more energy. And you kind of, then you feel like you're really helping people. So that's the bit.
So what about you, Stephen? What aspect of the business do you like?
I love the variety in it. Like right now we've just opened a sourdough bakery, so I love the fun of that. I love the fact we could be down in the roastery. We could be shooting YouTube videos. I know recently we've been working on a podcast with Super Value, so interviewing Joe Wicks and lots of other interesting guests. So I love the variety of it, just the constant flux and change and dynamicness of it.
Well, one of the things that you two are very much about is kind of positivity and upness and all the rest of it, etc. But you are human, so does anything keep you awake at night? I mean, I'll start with you, David.
My kids.
Other than the kids. Rarely at night, like I'm a very good sleeper, but definitely I get stressed and overwhelmed, like with all the texts and WhatsApps and emails and kind of demands. And I guess it's interesting, like, because most years in December, like on the turn, you know, after Christmas, that period, we write a lot of New Year's resolutions and goals. And if I look back at 2019 and 2018, I had like big, long lists of what I wanted to do for the next year. Whereas this year I have two goals. One is to meditate more and one is to slow down. Because I realise if I get them right, everything else is kind of, you know, falls into place.
And have you got off to a good start on those two things?
Definitely, yeah. Meditating in the morning, we've done it, both of us together, we've been doing 30 minutes a day in the morning, which I find gives me, I can't believe how much slower it makes me and more, I find I'm much less reactive. Like when the kids press my buttons, I'm much less likely to snap.
And Stephen, so you're up for this as well, are you?
Yeah, I'm giving it a shot too. No, I think it's, you know, like anyone, I guess we have a full range of emotions. So yeah, we can struggle with things too. I know things that often that will help me when I feel stressed is I'll go do a bit of exercise. You know, fortunately we eat healthy, so that bit's easy. And then I'll try to spend time in nature, go down for a swim or walk up Bray Head or something like that. Because I was like, right now we all live in this kind of, you know, kind of very detached from nature and kind of the seasons and the systems. And I think the more we can kind of connect in with that natural rhythm, it kind of helps deal with stress. At least it does with me anyway.
Right. Well, look, I'll tell you what. Oh, look, there, our time's up. what was I going to say? New Year's resolutions. I mean, they're flagging for people right now coming into the last week of January. Do you understand that people want comfort food right now? And are you going to tell me, yeah, well, that's why it's perfect to take simple and tasty plant-based food?
So a lot of people are stressed now, and comfort food tastes even more comfortable in winter. But I guess it's like, it's finding that balance between, if you eat too much comfort food, you probably won't feel that comfortable in your body, you know. So it's about finding that balance and trying to make simple little changes, because there is no perfect in terms of food and in terms of diet. It's about making progress. And our whole message is not about vegan. It's not about vegetarian. It's about really trying to eat more whole foods. It's about, you know, if you eat cornflakes and, you know, cornflakes for brekkie, maybe try eating porridge. You know, maybe try just eating a chickpea curry instead of a chicken curry one night a week. And it's just starting eating more whole foods, because all the science says that the more, like, if you look at the longest living people on the planet from the blue zones, so they're the where there's most mentioned people live over the age of 100, their 95% plus of their diet is whole food. So it's real, like, it's beans.
What's a whole food? Just for anyone listening, just a whole
food. So whole food is like a fruit, a veg, like a bean or a lentil. and it's a whole grain or it's a fruit or veg, and 95% of their diet is based around these. Whereas in Ireland, it's like it's something like 10 to 20% at max is whole foods. Mm. So we can really do, we can really improve in terms of that. So there is no perfection, okay, but it's about, and we're, and food is so habitual, so it's about trying to like just make little steps.
Okay, well, look, I mean, the positivity obviously is huge, but I mean, every single person is suffering something in this lockdown and all the rest, and just what's happening. Oh. And January, February, March, in terms of the high street and businesses, not very good. And you've had one problem there because you had to permanently close one of your cafes, permanently, that is. What happened?
We opened a cafe in Clondalkin back about 3 years ago. Wonderful town, wonderful community. I think the very nature of growth is you can get caught up in it. We didn't put the resources or the time. Everyone kind of expected me and Dave to be behind the counter there every day, and it wasn't realistic for us.
And then Corona came and it just kind of wiped, it just made it not financially viable. And the same, like we had a cafe in the airport, which that hasn't opened since, and I don't, it looks, I don't know what will happen with that one. It doesn't really look quite likely in the near future.
So, yeah, that's hard and it's tough and you feel like a failure to kind of let go of your, like, or the team that have been there and so supportive over the years. But I guess that's part of business. You kind of have to move on and adapt and adjust and try to focus on what we have.
Yeah, and by the way, just like you did kind of vaguely refer to it earlier on, but I mean, like, just in terms of 10 years ago, whatever, since you first got into the business of food and healthy eating, what changes have you noticed in what Irish people eat? And has it been kind of, you know, positive from your point of view?
Oh, it's been like when we first opened the fruit and veg shop 16 years ago, we used to have a pallet of potatoes out the front of the shop and people would mostly buy 10 kilo bags of spuds and they'd know Golden Wonders, they'd know Kerpinks, they'd know when queens were in seasons, they'd buy turnips, they wouldn't know what a pepper was and they wouldn't know what the hell an aubergine was. So like society has changed dramatically over the last 15 years to where you get people coming in, oh, do you have shiitake mushrooms, do you have oyster mushrooms? Like it's just been a radical shift in awareness of food culture, of kind of globalized food systems, and kind of just being back, I guess we've been eating a plant-based diet ourselves for almost 20 years. And back then you wouldn't tell anyone because it was weird. Whereas nowadays it's almost celebrated if you eat, you know, kind of lentils and you eat vegetables, like, wow, cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, guys, I congratulations and well done. And it's just, it's a great story. David and Stephen Flynn, it is. It's called The Happy Health Plan. Simple and tasty plant-based food to nourish your body inside and out. 90 delicious recipes, bespoke meal plans, tips for better skin, sleep and good health. It's all there, basically. The best-selling authors and founders of The Happy Pair. Congratulations, guys. And thanks a million for talking to us on the programme today.
Oh, see you later. Thanks, Fanning. We're really honoured. Thanks so much.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.